This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, January 10th. God's word to you today is persistent promise. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 89, verses 1 to 2, from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. My prayer for you this year is that God will do that which eyes have not seen, that which ears have not heard, and that which has not even begun to enter into the hearts of men, and that the name of Jesus alone will be glorified in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The beauty about the privilege of a new day is that God gives us a fresh start. He gives us a new beginning. God says to us in His word that He daily loads us with benefits. God does not get tired of adding value to us. In fact, it is written that His steadfast love never ceases and His mercies do not expire. God's mercies do not come to an end. They are new every morning. This is according to Psalm 136. When we enter a new year, obviously, God has something new for us. It is a privilege to start afresh with God. It is a privilege to do many things aright, correct errors, and realign ourselves. That is why I strongly advocate that everyone must sit with God and find out what He is saying about the new year. God's word is always explosive, and this has been my experience. Again, the beauty and the privilege of God's word is that it is cumulative. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and so is His word, possessing His character. God's word to us as a people, as individuals, and to this nation is new streams. New streams are going to begin in our lives. Amen. We are going to experience non-stop freshness. In fact, the streams have started flowing already, and they will not stop. It is, by extension, a year of very beautiful and bright streams of multiple colors. Do you receive that? I pray that we'll all receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This year, because of all that God will do and has begun to do already, we need to have courage. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God was speaking to Joshua and speaking to us by extension. God is commanding you to be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid, because new streams are going to flow through you in the name of Jesus. As we stand courageous, these new streams that require courage will lead to abundance, multiplication, and enlargement. Amen. We need to understand, as we continue to tackle the year, that everything stems from the spiritual. Everything. Everything that we see in the physical stems from the spiritual. We thank God for technology, but technology is limited. Science is limited. We thank God for medicine and medical science, but we are still learning. We need the supernatural. So do not let anybody talk you out of walking with the Holy Spirit. You need God no matter what part of the world you're in. You need to realize that engaging the supernatural is not an option. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this covenant of new streams. I declare that I will stand courageous because you are with me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.